We have a couple of, this is great. We're going to ask our authors to introduce themselves. But, you know, the whole Johnny Depp, Amber Heard trial or circus, you know, there's no question. Of course, New Hampshire was home to the Pamela Smart trial many, many, many years ago that I remember in my TV days. But the Johnny Depp, Amber Heard trial shows there's an appetite. People, whether it's the crazy stuff, celebrity, but these legal trials, and it's not the stuff of Law and Order and TV where the whole case is seen in less than 50 minutes of TV time with the crime, the trial, the outcome. This stuff is, it's not as sexy or interesting, but there's an interest. And we have the authors. Listen to this book. It's a fun, humorous, satirical legal thriller, Filthy Rich Lawyers, Book One, The Education of Ryan Coleman. I think our authors, David and Brian, are with us, GMI Studios. Thank you both for being with us.
Thank you for having us.
Where are you joining us from?
I live outside of Philadelphia.
Awesome.
And I'm in New York City.
All right. Well, tell us about the book. Introduce yourselves and why you wrote it and what people can expect in the book.
So my name is Brian.
Go ahead, Brian.
I'm a practicing attorney for 28-plus years, and a large time of my practice was I was doing securities class actions. And I thought I had a great story to tell, and I saw David had written a book by of a father in my neighborhood, and basically I contacted David, and I told him the story, and we came up with a novel, and basically it's a satire, and everything's to the extreme, but a lot of the lawyers, they make a lot of money, and I just wanted to pull back the curtains and show kind of what the business is like, basically.
Dave,
and I think we had fun with it.
Good. David, tell us about your side on this.
Well, originally, we put together a book proposal for a nonfiction account of what really does go on in these class action suits, and focus on all the legal details of it all in a nonfiction way, especially focused on Brian's experience going way back with all the scandals that happened with Halliburton and the burn pits in Iraq and Dick Cheney and all of that stuff, where the military industrial complex kind of boarded over into the judicial system, and all the all the brouhaha that goes on with all of that. And that was a hard story to sell, simply because Halliburton's sort of come and gone, and it's old news, and there's also been a ton of stuff written about Dick Cheney, for better or worse, whatever. I don't want to get into that. So we just decided to turn it on its head and just take the essence of the story of this young lawyer who's in a Dallas courthouse, federal courthouse, trying to get his share of a class action suit that he was not the primary lawyer or on that team, but in a supportive role, but just trying to get his feet wet and getting himself in, and he gets himself into a big trouble in this courtroom because the judge basically chews him out because he's in over his head as far as all that. So we twisted all that. It's inspired by a real life situation that happened to Brian, but we've taken it and just run with it in a totally different way, and then added in this character who is a lawyer who's been so successful. He's made hundreds of millions of dollars. He's become a billionaire through hedge funds that he's run, and now he's buying a football team. But then in the backdrop are these lawyers that are behaving badly, so to speak, to say the least. They're really a bunch of pervs in expensive suits is what they are. And it reveals how perverted the legal system is. It reveals how perverted men are. And it just takes the piss out of them, for all of that. That's really what the essence of it. It is. It's just taking the piss out of all these men who are pigs. They're pigs. And
I have to ask this. Is Brian a billionaire? Did he buy a football team? No. But seriously,
no, Not even close.
Are you both in the book? I want to say before we go to break, Filthy Rich Lawyers, Book One, The Education of Ryan Coleman. Filthy Rich Lawyers. Check it out, Amazon. Both of you, are you getting blowback? Because whenever people write, even in a fictional way, with some nonfiction teeth to it, about their own profession, they get blowback sometimes from some of these folks in these fancy suits. How about you both?
It's a little too early. We're ahead of the game there because the book won't be completely out until early fall. So right now, you know, we're gathering advanced reviews and press and things like that, and doing your show, which we're really grateful to do. We'd love to come back when the book is actually out. So I think the blowback, if it's going to come, it's going to come, in October. And so that should be fun. I bring the blowback.
Well, you don't want to be like Gene Hackman and Tom Cruise in The Firm and go to the Bahamas on a scuba diving trip in the fall. You may want to check your air tanks if you go.
Yeah, okay. Right. Yeah.
All right,
so
well.
What I've been doing is I've been reaching out to all the attorneys that I've had a relationship or I've been in contact with and telling them about the book. And we did not use one real name. So, you know, I don't think people are going to have a problem with it. And we went to the extreme.
Let me ask you this, because we're up again. We will get you back again. You probably have a pre-site before it's out, Filthy Rich Lawyers. But I got to ask you this. This Ghislaine Maxwell case, I mean, she was arrested in New Hampshire by U.S. Marshals. People forget that, the whole Jeffrey Epstein case. I know we could do a whole separate piece on this. She just got sentenced to 20 years yesterday. I'm amazed that she didn't cop a deal, or there hasn't been more national media attention versus British tabloid stuff on this case. And I'm surprised she's still alive in prison, by the way, not from a suicide watch, but you know what I mean. Are you both surprised at how this case has sort of ended quietly or not? Because obviously she knows a lot about some very powerful people. You were talking about people in fancy suits. A lot of these famous people, including former presidents, were on the plane, according to the pilot and some of the young girl victims, and they were on an island. Are you surprised at how this Epstein and the Maxwell case just sort of quietly ended or not?
Well, I'm not actually that surprised because, first of all, with all the other stuff that's going on in the news, there's always competition and there's always just, you know, who can make bigger noise with this and the delay because, you know, this the legal system works slowly. So there's a disconnect between the actual trial. Well, first of all, the whole uproar was Jeffrey Epstein. Then he dies. However, we don't know exactly. Then her trial. And there's a long disconnect until the sentencing. And I think a lot of people are distracted by all these other things that are going on in the news. But what really interests me is what's going to happen. And this is not a legal issue, but there's going to be some revelations about Prince Andrew or Bill Clinton or Alan Dershowitz, or, I mean, the list is long.
Right.
The list is long of big name people who were, men behaving badly, to say the least. And there might also be a lot of private, there might have been a wait on this decision. Now there could be women coming forward and
right.
doing private, civil lawsuits.
Right.
I don't mean
right.
private, but civil lawsuits. And then the juicy, gossipy stuff will pop back up.
Interesting.
And
all right,
yeah.
I
think that might be the path. Yeah.
We have to run. Brian and David, thank you. We'll get back again soon. Filthy Rich Lawyers, The Education of Ryan Coleman. Good luck. We'll get you back. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.